Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad to be your hosts. We do want to remind you about the Tri-State Livestock News. And of course, that's your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of your publication is tailored to the cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the cattle industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Hey, guess what I've got? I've got five things Jesus did not say. This is from Susan Calloway. He did not say, follow your heart. Jesus said, follow me. He did not say, be true to yourself. Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself. Number three, believe in yourself. Jesus said, believe in me. Live in your truth. Jesus actually says, I am the truth. And as long as you are happy, what Jesus said is, what will it profit a man if he gains the world and loses his soul? That's from Jeremiah 17:9. So I thought that was a pretty good comparison. What do you think, Mike?
Good job.
Thanks. So, oh, hey, guess what else I have?
What do you have?
I couldn't resist. Can I do one more groundhog joke?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Has anyone played that weird Mexican carnival game where groundhogs pop out of the holes and you have to smear them with avocado? I really stink at guacamole.
Ah. That was bad. Hey, yeah. I hear that Punxsutawney Phil is going to predict an early spring.
You hear that?
I heard that.
So. Oh, very good. Let's go with that.
All right. I'm going to give you rules for dating my daughter.
Okay, let's go.
Number one, have a job.
Good point.
Number two, understand I don't like you. Number three, I am everywhere.
Ooh.
Number four rule for dating my daughter, you make her cry, I make you cry.
I like that.
Number five, be home 30 minutes early. And number six rule for dating my daughter, if you lie to me, I will find out. And number seven, she is my princess, not your conquest. And the final rule out of the eight rules for dating my daughter, I don't mind going to jail.
I like that. Hey, so, I could add one on a grandparent's point of view.
What's that?
Well, our granddaughter, we just put pictures of her cleaning her Colt 45 around when boys come to pick her up.
That certainly helps out.
Yep, that works pretty good. Okay, Mike, a Hollywood hostess giving instructions to a new maid just before a party cautioned, now remember, Marie, when you serve my guests, don't wear any jewelry. I haven't anything valuable, madame, answered the maid, but thanks for the warning, just the same.
Gotta watch out for those folks.
Yep. And as we look to wrap up, you spend the first 2 years of your child's life teaching them to walk and talk. Then you spend the next 16 years telling them to sit down and be quiet.
Sending out an invitation to everybody. Coming up, it's the Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo, January 30th through February 7th. Most of that at the Monument in Rapid City, South Dakota. They've got music concerts, the Ranch Rodeo, February 3rd, Bronx for Breakfast, February 4th. And don't miss the kickoff, Rope, Ride, and Slide with Team Roping, Saddle Bronx, and Steer Wrestling, 7 o'clock, January 30th. Google BlackHillStockShowAndRodeo.com and you'll find out more things to do there in the Black Hills. And from everyone at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, a Happy New Year. May the coming year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage. From the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Here's a poem called Tomorrow. I don't know the author on this, but it was sent to us here at the Good Stuff. Tomorrow, if we might have a second chance to live the days once more and rectify mistakes we've made to even up the score, if we might have a second chance to use the knowledge gained, perhaps we might become at last as fine as God ordained. But though we can't retrace our steps, however stands the score, tomorrow brings another chance for us to try once more. Don't know the author on that, but whoever sent it to us here on The Good Stuff, we do appreciate it. Kim, I'm going to steal a couple of your funny lines in here as we get down to the end of the program today. Hey, it's weird being the same age as old people. Remember that? I don't want to go through things that don't kill me, but make me stronger anymore. Just because I'm awake doesn't mean I'm ready to do things yet. Hey, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, please, by all means, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.